the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
I hope there won't be too many Wednesdays when we decide that we need to come back to talk about Donald Trump, but he did do a major speech last night setting out a lot of his policy agendas, a lot of the things we can expect him to do in office. Now, he's in there 6 weeks. He's done a lot. He's threatening to do an awful lot more. So we have Carl Thomas and Mary McKeown with us. The longest ever speech, apparently made presidential speech, even way longer than Bill Clinton, who was master of a few epics managed. What did you take from it, Cal?
Well, I thought it was getting close to the Fidel Castro range. You remember, Castro used to go on for 4 or 5 hours. As entertainment, it was probably the best speech of its kind ever. Yes, there was exaggeration in some of his figures, financial, immigration figures and others, but this is what Trump does to make a point. I thought the great image of the night, bad for Democrats, was all of them sitting with dour faces, looking like they were attending a funeral. Some of them had these little signs with slogans on them about Trump, about Musk being a thief and liar and others. Stuff. You had one congressman who was escorted out for lack of decorum and yelling at Trump and interrupting him during his early parts of his speech. You just don't do that, no matter who is speaking. I thought on the whole it was a win for Republicans. It certainly united the Republicans in Congress, and I think that it will accrue very well to them, and not, that is, the Republicans, and not so well to the Democrats, who wouldn't stand, who wouldn't applaud for the First Lady when she came in, who wouldn't affirm no transgender men in women's sports, who wouldn't applaud for the widows and daughters of men who had been shot and killed by illegal immigrants, who wouldn't even applaud for a young African-American boy, 12 years old, with brain cancer, who always wanted to be a policeman, and Trump made him an instant Secret Service member, and the head of Secret Service came out and gave him an ID, and he threw his arms around him. It was an incredibly emotional moment. Democrats just sat as if it didn't matter.
What's your take, Marion McKeown, on what you saw last night?
Okay, well, honestly, my take is that I found a lot of it really boring. 100 minutes is just way too long for anyone. It kind of reminded me of his speech at the National Convention, where I was on the floor for that. Literally, I could feel the energy just going, people going, come on, come on. He did have, you know what, overall, he certainly played to the gallery. I think the Democrats need to really get their act together. If there was ever evidence of that, you could see it last night. Some of them wore pink, the women, some of them didn't. Some of them boycotted, some of them didn't. Some of them waved those pointless little signs, others didn't. You know, they need to get on the same page. And I know Hakeem Jeffries sent out a letter suggesting that they attend, and then, you know, several senators decided, well, they weren't attending. Some walked out during it, and one was escorted out, as Cal said. But Trump didn't. That moment with the little child, look, this poor little child, you're you know, 13-year-old boy with brain cancer, you're hard to go out to him, but the cynicism of that move by Donald Trump made me feel nauseous. He is about to cut Medicaid for children like that boy who would not be able to afford any medical treatment for their cancers. Millions and millions of children are probably about to lose, really poor children in America, the poorest, are about to lose their health care. He's also about to start slashing CHIPS, stamps, all the nutrition programs that go to feed the poorest children, their families. So this gimmick, it reminds me of some really nauseous thing on Dr. Phil or something, where you bring up this poor little child and exploit him and his illness. I found it sickening, actually. But anyway, leave that aside. Trump didn't, you know, he didn't address the issues. He did the baiting of Democrats very successfully, and he pressed all the cultural buttons and all the trigger buttons, and he still talking about $350 billion to Ukraine, which we know is a lie. Everyone knows that's a lie. But he didn't. If I were sitting at home and I was a low-income American and I see that all these things are being cut, or if I'm one of the 100,000 federal workers who was fired unceremoniously and in the most lethal and distasteful manner possible, I didn't get a lot of answers from last night. People are worried about these tariffs. They're worried about the rising cost of living. They're worried about the fabled, this whole egg business. Well, eggs are just getting more and more expensive. You know, you're having measles outbreaks. They're worried that things seem to be unraveling in the country. And I'm talking about now low and middle class Americans. And there were no answers for them last night. There was a lot of triumphalism. There was a lot of sticking it to the Democrats. There was a lot of the kind of mawkish nonsense that we saw him carry out with that poor child. But I didn't see any really proper answers.
Okay, there's so much from that 99, 100 minutes that we could have clipped. Given that he seems to be enthralled not just to Vladimir Putin, but to Elon Musk, here's a little bit of what he said about the billionaire.
To further combat inflation, we will not only be reducing the cost of energy, but we'll be ending the flagrant waste of taxpayer dollars. And to that end, I have created the brand new Department of Government Efficiency, GOGE. Perhaps you've heard of it. Perhaps. Which is headed by Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight. Thank you, Elon. You're working very hard. He didn't need this. He didn't need this. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Everybody here, even this side, appreciates it, I believe. Many more have been found out and exposed and swiftly terminated by a group of very intelligent, mostly young people, headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it. We found hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud. And the days of rule by unelected bureaucrats are over.
I would have thought Elon Musk was an unelected bureaucrat given what he is doing, Cal Thomas. Have you ever, you've a lot of experience, many years of following many presidents. Have you ever seen a president so far enthralled to a business person, to an oligarch?
Well, Matt, I don't know why so many on the left hate billionaires. Billionaires create corporations. Billionaires hire people. People who are hired pay taxes. People who are hired make money and are able to care for their families. The Democrats have been running this play since the Franklin Roosevelt administration, envy, greed, and entitlement. When I was growing up, I was taught inspiration followed by motivation followed by perspiration will improve any life. Now there's jealousy and envy of people who make a lot of money, playing again to the middle class and the poor who think that they're being robbed by people who are making a lot of money. We don't have a limited amount of money that only certain people can take from a large pot. We have unlimited amounts. And if you go to school, stay in school, don't have kids out of wedlock, live responsibly, be honest in your business dealings, you're so going to
be. Are you describing Elon Musk there?
No, I know. 13 kids by how many? Look, I'm not talking about his character, okay? That's or Trump's character either. That's a totally different issue. And you and I agree on a lot of that. But I do think, and I've said before on this program, I think there should be, or maybe it was on Fox News, I think there should be some more compassion to these people who are being laid off. I don't have a problem with telling people what you've done last week. Give me three or four things that you did last week. Anybody ought to be able to do that in their job. And if you're not doing it, if you're just sitting around doing nothing, playing video games or talking on the telephone, then you probably shouldn't be there and you shouldn't be paid for by the taxpayers.
Is there evidence that that's what's happening, Marion, or is that just literally excuses been made by friends of the wealthy people who want to cut so that they keep more of their money instead of it going to taxes, despite the fact that they are, what is it per annum that Musk and his businesses actually take in state contracts?
Oh, billions. I think it was about $18 billion last year, wasn't it? And they're lined up to take significantly more this year. But look, you know, Cal, just to get back, I don't think Democrats do have problems with billionaires, and nor should they per se. But they don't have problems with Warren Buffett, they don't have problems with Bill Gates, they don't have problems with Bloomberg, or I could name any number of Hollywood billionaires that they absolutely love. The problem they have, I think, is the fact that billionaires do not pay their fair share of taxes, and under Trump specifically, they're going to be paying a lot less. Trump wants to, extending this tax cut is going to cost $4.5 trillion. And to pay for that, they're going to slash programs for the very poorest people in America. So they do have a problem with people who are already really poor subsidizing the taxes of billionaires. I don't think that's unreasonable.
And Cal,
to get back to the
I just want to throw the line to Cal. Cal, you do know what Warren Buffett has said about the tax system in the United States, that he pays less proportionately of his income than his secretary does, because he is able to use all sorts of tax write-offs and loopholes that are available only to the rich. Proportionately, poorer people pay more.
Well, Marion, and none of the Democrats have been able to ever tell us what fair share means. The government, as I've mentioned before, takes in record amounts of revenue. It's not the lack of money, it's the lack of discipline when it comes to spending. And many Republicans, as well as Democrats, have been on this game with what we call pork, adding spending for their districts and personal programs that they think will help them get reelected. So the whole system is rotten, including the tax code. The top rate now under the Trump tax cuts is 37%, I believe. If the tax cuts expire, it'll be 39%. Half the country pays taxes. The other half does not pay taxes. It is a bad system. It needs to be reformed.
Last word to you, Marion. You wanted to make a point there about Musk, I think.
I forget what it was, but I agree with Cal. That's gone straight out of my head.
All right, look, we believe it for so both of you. Thank you for coming back again. Marion McKeown, Cal Thomas.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.